You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I hope you're having a fantastic Friday morning here. On the Pensacola Expert Panel, we had Compass Solar. Now we have the City of Pensacola Park and Recreation with Deja Dowdell. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. I hope you have a fantastic Mother's Day weekend this weekend.
Oh, I do. We have so much in store with our department. We always get lucky to be able to host the Blues on the Bay show during Sunday on Mother's Day. So I will be at that, and I'm very excited about having this for mothers to enjoy. So happy Mother's Day to all of the moms tuning in as well.
Absolutely. And if you need more information, you can go to playpensacola.com. And if you want to join in this conversation, please do. 437-1620. We always love hearing from you in the mornings. So, Deja, tell me a little bit about what's going on in our area that we can look forward to.
So, we have pretty much, as I mentioned, we have Blues on the Bay. That's this Sunday. We're going to be doing the concert with Nobius. This is a wonderful and amazing, talented band that they regularly come out for every year. I've been lucky to be able to see them for the second year in a row. So we're going to have a Nobius show. This is put on by our amazing sponsors, Blues Angel Music, who provides all of the work that is related with the talent and hosting this wonderful event year after year. So come on out. We're going to be raising money for our Blues Angel Music Foundation. This is an art show. This is their program that they do. And so it's such a fun, exciting time. That's on Mother's Day. That'll begin at 6 p.m. in Community Maritime Park. So we meet out at the Hunter Amphitheater, which is directly behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium, directly next to the water. So you can dance and sing and enjoy the cool breeze of the bay and just enjoy yourself as we wrap up the weekend. But before that, tonight we're going to be kicking off our Blues in the Park series.
Blues in the Park. And which park is this? Where would you go for Blues in the Park?
So Blues on the Bay is in Community Maritime Park, and our Movies in the Park series is also in Community Maritime Park. So tonight at 6 p.m. we're going to be meeting, and we're going to have all of our pre-show activities. So we have Jump for Joy. They're going to be providing an island castle, a.k.a. a bounce house. And so for all of the kiddos to come on out and have a fun time, you only need $5 for a $5 wristband, and that's to be able to jump and play during the entire time. We also will be having food vendors and our amazing sponsors, My Pensacola Credit Union, Smart Smiles Orthodontics, as well as Wild Smiles Pediatrics. They're going to be providing popcorn. So we're going to have a great time. Come on out, engage with your community, watch a free movie underneath the stars starting at sunset. So we'll be meeting at 6 p.m. to do all of our pre-show activities, letting everyone just have fun, engage, interact, talk, and have a great time. And then at sunset, which is approximately 7:34, I believe, scheduled this evening. Don't quote me on it. I may be about 2 minutes off, but once sunset comes, we turn everything down, we kind of wind down, and then we get ready for a movie. So all you need is a blanket or a lawn chair, and you can bring a picnic basket if you want to, but we'll have a good time out there.
And do you know what movie they're playing tonight?
I do, but I want everyone to visit our website, playpensacola.com, for that information, or you can follow us on social media at playpcolapark. But all of that information is there. Unfortunately, just inside, I can't technically talk about the movie on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Due to licensing.
That's okay. Yeah, I understand.
I know everyone's probably like, what?
I know they're probably like, why are you keeping it a secret? That's rude.
It's no secret, but we can only provide that information on our website, unfortunately. So if you ever do in the future, you hear me and Tammy talking about it, it's not because I want to keep it from you. It's just we're restricted to talk about it. There's strict rules on what we can and can't say when it comes to certain things regarding the movie. But we do have the movie series. We will be out all summer starting today. We also have another date on June 23rd as well as the July 28th series finale. And we have all of our movies listed again on our website, playpensacola.com, and on our social media at Play Pensacola Park.
If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, here on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. I'm here with the City of Pensacola Park and Recreation, Deja Dowdell. If you need more information, you head on over to playpensacola.com. If you want to join in the conversation, 437-1620, you can text in. They have two options this weekend. Movies. They have a movie in the park and a Blues on the Bay on Sunday. So a lot of fun stuff for your family. So, Deja, tell me again what you're raising money for with Blues on the Bay.
So this is a part of Blues Angel Music and the Blues Angel Music Foundation. So they raise money to be able to provide instruments and different things for art for youth. So just pretty much teach them musicianship and get them engaged and involved. If you want to learn more about that foundation, you can visit bluesangelmusic.com. This is a really, popular music store. And it's I find that it's like a central hub for all of our musicians, whether you're looking for instruments, whether you're, playing a band. You know, I feel like when you visit Pensacola, you do kind of stop there and go through there. And I love that community involvement that they have. And I also really appreciate the fact that they extend that olive branch through events like this to be able to raise awareness and, bring that art to our youth as well.
Absolutely. And moving on a little bit, do you have summer camp that we can talk about for registration for summer camp? Is that full? Do you have options for that? Because it's coming up in the next few weeks.
We do have options. I'm so glad you asked. So, yes, we are actually approaching the start of our summer camp. So just to kind of distinguish, we offer many camps. We offer adventure camps, outdoor pursuit camps, which those are full, by the way. We offer dance camps as well as yoga and sports that are really a really big program that so many families take part in and participate in is our summer day camps. We have four locations at Fricker Resource Center, Cobb, Woodland Heights, and Gold Point, and we invite everyone out ages 5 to 12 to be able to participate in this program. And the program operates Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., which is wonderful for our working families.
Absolutely. And they can register this on playpensacola.com?
Yeah, so you'll find out information if you want to go down to our drop-down for programs and events, and then it says summer camp. You can read all of the information that you need. It's, it'll provide pricing information. You can pretty much do a $10 deposit to register for your seat. So that's per week per child. The pricing information that you do see on our website is priced based on the week. And it allows you to pretty much link to the website. We have an online registration system called RecTrack. Mm-hmm. And webtrack.cityofpensacola.com is where you would specifically register for summer camp. That's where you can see all of the weeks that are out at your particular center. That way, say, for instance, you may, you may only be in town for a month. You know, you may be traveling or whatever the case may be, but, during that month, you want your child to be able to stay active and engaged. You know, you can do that there. You don't have to register for the entire summer, so you can map it out for based on the week all the way through, and we're going to be going from May 30th all the way through August 9th.
That sounds great. Absolutely. For working parents, this is a great option. I know it's difficult myself looking for summer camps, and if you wait too long, they get full. So head on over there. That's a good option for you. Again, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Deja Dowdell from City of Pensacola Park and Recreation, talking about all the fun things you get to do this weekend. They have Blues on the Bay and movies in the park. So take your family out. Movies in the Park is going to be great. Bring your kids out there. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair. It's at 6 p.m. at Community Maritime Park and City Hall. And we can't talk about the movie because of licensing, but it is over at
Just the title.
But I have to say my daughter does love this movie, and it's a good movie because I looked it up. So it's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one. Your kids are going to love it. It's a fun one. It has a good story to it.
Thank you so much. And, we really, do our best to select movies that are current, but also still, family friendly. That's very important to us, that We select something that everyone can enjoy and, you know, that is informative as well. So we've had pretty awesome movies in the past that we've selected, but I'm really excited about this year's lineup. I feel like this year we have some pretty awesome movies in store. And so this one that is for today, we hope that everyone will like it. I haven't seen it. And so when I seen it, I was like, oh, this looks so cute, you know. Let me go ahead and maybe tune in and, you know, find out a little bit more about it at the movie night. So we will be out there. I'll be out there. And then we look forward to seeing everyone.
And if, again, if you have something you want, if you don't have anything to do on Mother's Day and you're like, huh, what should I do? Where should they go? Blue Angel Music Blues on the Bay for Mother's Day. Don't you think that'd be a great idea, Deja?
It would be. And I mean, what a better way. First off, it's no expense, no cost, because, mm-hmm. you know, us moms, we love gifts. So I'm quite sure, you know, mom and or dad and kids are breaking the bank and, you know, making sure, or maybe you just have multiple moms in your life and, you know, it's something that you want to bring everyone together for. That's the perfect way to do it. And everyone loves these series. You know, it's something that everyone lets us know we're really looking forward to it. We get so much engagement and excitement on social media when we release the music lineup each year. And so everyone has their particular favorites. We have a Elton John tribute band that's going to be playing later on in the summer. Nobby is there again, who's playing this Sunday. There, I seen them directly, and I was just like, they're phenomenal. I love them. Their energy is great. So they're going to be rocking the house for Mother's Day. So if you have a mom, an aunt, a mentor, or just a someone that you love in your life that you want to go ahead and celebrate, you won't go wrong with bringing them out to Blues on the Bay this Sunday at 6 at Community Maritime Park.
And I do have a question about food. I looked and said, do you have food trucks at either of these events?
We do. So we do have food trucks at the event. This evening, I want to say there will be a Korean barbecue truck as well as one that will be selling, like, hot dogs. And what we do, we definitely try to aim for movie nights is concessions, just your typical concessions that you would see inside of, you know, at a movie theater. However, this is always based upon availability. So we were very lucky to kind of secure some of our wonderful local vendors that came out and helped support us and will be selling concessions at tonight's show. Blues on the Bay. Blues Angel Music, definitely to raise money for the foundation, definitely sells chips, hot dogs, hamburgers. They always have the grill out, so you're able to get food if you come out to that show. We usually also have Arlene's Barbecue with who comes out regularly for that event. But we always welcome everyone, anyone and everyone. So there's always a good variety out there. It's just always based on availability because our local vendors, you know, they have things to do too. So we love when they are able to commit to us. And if you ever are interested, we are always open and excited about adding more. So what you'll want to do is just reach out to our special events supervisor, Nikki Gray. And if you visit our website, playpensacola.com, go to special events permitting. You'll find all of her contact information there. And you can just, you know, put in the subject line, food vendor, Movies in the Park, food vendor, Blues in the Bay. I'm interested, and let us know. We'll be able to flag it and, you know, get you signed up. So definitely, you know, keep us in mind.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're talking about food vendors. We have some awesome food vendors, don't we, in our area?
Don't we?
I mean, the food trucks are amazing. They're just getting better and better all the time. I love when I go to an event and there's like 10 different ones and you get to choose whatever kind of food that you want. And it's just getting more popular.
Oh, I love those.
It's great. I love it. You have all these options. Our local food truck vendors, they're great.
They are. And I'm big on, like, you know, like variety. So I'm always super happy when I'm like, oh, I've never seen this one before. I'm going to go try it. It's something new. And so I'm very excited that we have amazing food vendors and so supportive of our community events because, you know, that's, you know, operating a food truck and then brick and mortar are completely different things. Many of them operate both. And so there's so many different events around this time of year going on. So for thinking of us coming on out, we greatly appreciate you all. So I just want to say thank you. And I forgot to mention, we will also have fake painting tonight at Movies in the Park as well. So that'll be exciting too for the kiddos.
Oh yeah, all the kids love face painting. I think the parents like it sometimes too.
I do. I know I do.
I like it.
I definitely am like, you know, just something small on my cheek. You know, I have seen like a full covering,
uh-huh.
and that's cool too. But, you know, just something small is fine for me.
That's cute though. Yeah, it's fun. And the kids think it's fun when you get it too, you know, with them.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it's a wonderful time for the family. Everything that we are discussing is free of charge. There are no costs except for our vendors that do come out. So food concessions will be at cost, as well as participation in maybe like the bounce house and the face painting. So you just want to make sure and bear that in mind. But if you bring your cooler, your lawn chair, your blanket, you'll have a wonderful time at either Blues in the Park tonight or Blues in the Bay, and they both kick off at 6.
That's right. They kick off at 6, Movies in the Park series. It's a free event, except for, you know, you said there was a $5 fee for the wristband to play for the pre-show and, of course, food. But, you know, like, again, she said, if you just want, I know things are tight for people these days, just come out with your lawn chair, pack a dinner, and come out and just have a good time with your kids and let them enjoy being outside under the stars watching a movie. I feel like those are the times that as a kid you just remember, right? Like, I remember going to the park and watching a movie under the, you know, in the dark, and it was fun, and I always feel like getting them out of the house and doing things like that is really memorable.
I can't agree with you more. And, you know, when you have so much to do, like so many different things to choose from, sometimes it is about just that, like that free event that it takes the pressure off. It allows you to kind of just wind things down because, you know, our goal is to be able to provide amenities that bring everyone together. That's the focus. You know, I'm not bashing on any particular thing, but I know I remember, you know, when my daughter was younger, the things with the tokens and just like, you know, going through the tokens, and I felt like I was chasing tokens and chasing tickets, and nothing's wrong with it. It's wonderful, but just to be able to mix in something where I can just, you know, bring a lawn chair out, bring a blanket, and, you know, we pack for a little picnic lunch. It's amazing, and I know that now that she's older, she remembers those things. You know, remember that thing that we did, and it was so much fun, and I'm like, that was free.
Yeah.
I wasn't even, like, a club, you know?
Absolutely,
so it makes me very happy.
And don't forget this Sunday as well. If, you know, take your kids out to that. If maybe you don't want to go to dinner at the restaurant or whatever to, Sunday night, come out to Blues on the Bay. It's free. And just sit and relax.
Absolutely.
And I think
or maybe you're having dinner downtown. You know, come to the concert afterwards. You know, after dinner downtown, maybe you want to walk it off a little bit. You can walk from Palafox and then come down to the, you know, come down to the show. Or, you know, even parking. We'll have plenty of parking at City Hall or at directly at Community Maritime Park as well. So I did also want to thank, because we were talking about free things and stuff. So our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors, Smart Smiles Smart Smiles Orthodontics, as well as Wild Smiles Dental Pediatrics, they will be sponsoring popcorn tonight. So thank you so much to them. You know, that will be at no cost to family. So come on out. Wild Smiles, thank you so much. Wild Smiles Dental Pediatrics, as well as Smart Smiles Orthodontics, thank you so much for providing popcorn to our families tonight.
Absolutely. And I actually know Dr. Witcher, and they're great.
Yay!
Yeah, Deja doesn't know, but I was a dental hygienist, so I know the teeth world. And they're great over there. And that's really awesome that they're willing to come out and just give everyone free popcorn and enjoy the show. I think it's great when our community comes together and just loves on our, you know, everyone around, and just come out, have a good time. If you need more information, it's playpensacola.com. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Ma'am.
Yep, I'm your host, Tammy Martin. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. We're talking all things that you can do for free this weekend that can take the stress off, the load off. It's been a long week. We're here to Friday. We have music. Music in the park. No, excuse me. Movies in the park. We're watching a movie. And Blues on the Bay on Sunday. So tonight is Movies in the Park. And Sunday is Blue Angels Music, Blues on the Bay. And both are free. Like she said, on the movies in the park. There is a $5 wristband if you want to. You don't have to. And there will be food you can purchase or bring your own. So bring a lawn chair, a blanket, anything you want. But just come on out and enjoy the music that they're set up for you. And if you want to join in this conversation, you have a question for Deja. It's 437-1620. Deja, real quick again, summer camp registration, they go over to Play Pensacola to learn about that, correct?
Yes, and you'll find out all of the information. We do have different price points for our centers, so you'll be able to find out pricing information as well as download our registration packet and everything that you need to pretty much get ready for camp, because we will be kicking things off soon. So right at the end of the month, we go right on all the way through the summer, and I tell you that our youth have fun. I happen to meet up with them because I go out and I check out what they're doing and highlight. They get catered lunches. They get to go on field trips. They have such an awesome time. They were out, Woodland Heights actually, last summer, they were out at the Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. And so they were all out on kayaks on the water. I was like, this is amazing. I mean, if I was in camp, I would love this. You know, if I was a child. So, you know, give them those awesome memories. And, you know, I remember someone saying, you know, my grandson, they had a grandchild who was visiting them for the summer, and he didn't want to go back home. He wanted to stay for the remainder of the summer. So his parents extended his stay so that he could stay and, you know, hang out with the friends that he met at camp, which I think that's so beautiful.
That's amazing. I love it. It's great when your kids love something so much they don't want to go home. That's pretty awesome. I think that's great.
We do want to. It's you know, we want to give them a good time for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Deja, for joining me this morning. If you need more information about anything we talked about, head on to playpensacola.com, or you can check out this podcast at News Radio 92.3. Coming up, we have Boat Smart. So get your boat questions ready. It is 437-1620 if you want to call or text in. Coming up, we have a news break.